Hello, this is John Robles. I'm speaking with Mr. Greg Barnes. He's a barrister or a lawyer and the director of the Australian Lawyers Alliance in Australia. My first question is regarding your reaction to the Australian government's lack of protection for Julian Assange. What do you make of the Australian government's inaction or lack of reaction?
Since he had originally been held for questioning in Sweden, the reality is that the Australian government has been very scared to do much more for Mr. Assange because its alliance with the United States is so strong that it does not want to offend the US. And I think there's no doubt that the Australian government understands that the US would like to extradite Mr. Assange from Sweden, despite the fact that the Australian government has been saying they know of no plans to do so.
What do you know about the secret grand jury that met in Virginia?
My understanding is that certainly a secret grand jury met. My understanding also is, as the Stratfor documents showed, that there was a sealed indictment. Look, it would just be extraordinary to think that the Americans are not seeking to have Julian Assange prosecuted in the same way as they've had Bradley Manning prosecuted. Mm-hmm. The Americans have taken a very dim view of Julian Assange from day one. The Australian government has been ensuring that it doesn't upset the United States, and that's why, despite the fact that the Australian government says that it's done all that it can to help Mr. Assange, there are many Australians who think that it should have done a lot more by making direct representations to Washington that it does not want Julian Assange to be extradited to the United States, and if he goes anywhere, he goes to Australia.
What would you say to people who say that Australia has been taken over by the US, as some say apparently has been the case with the UK and Sweden?
Well, look, I think Australia's track record when it comes to US foreign policy in recent years has been one of slavish adherence. Australia was one of the first to sign up to the war in Iraq. It's been involved in Afghanistan. Last year, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, announced putting a US base in Darwin, a northern city, which China was very hostile about. There's no doubt also that the United States is the premier ally for Australia, and I think when it comes to Julian Assange, his rights come well behind those of Australia maintaining its alliance with the United States.
How do you think this is going to affect, or has it affected, Australian journalists and journalists worldwide as far as U.S. censorship goes and strong-arm tactics by the U.S.?
I think what it does show is that the United States' hypocrisy on this particular issue. If the United States government decides to leak materials against other regimes, such as China, for example, or Russia, then that's all okay. But if there's material out there that the United States doesn't want to be out there, then the United States comes down upon that journalist very, very hard. And I think that, the so-called land of the free has shown that it's got a glass jaw when it comes to tactics being used against it, that it itself uses against other nations.
Why do you think the reaction was so extreme from the U.S.?
The extreme reaction by the United States was because of the volume of material. And also what it did was it exposed another side of the United States' version of events about Iraq and Afghanistan. And the United States, like any empire, likes to control the flow of information. What Julian Assange and WikiLeaks did was to upend that control. It also showed, I think, that the world of diplomacy, international diplomacy, the inherent duplicity of that world was exposed for all to see. But, one of the difficulties in this case, I think, for the United States is that Julian Assange doesn't appear to have committed any offence. He certainly committed no offence in Australia. It's certainly highly questionable whether he committed any offence in the United States. And the other difficulty, I think, is that whilst Australia's Foreign Minister Bob Carr says that Sweden has a track record of not extraditing people to the United States when they're on political crimes, in recent years that hasn't been the case. So Sweden has proved very weak when it comes to extradition of people from Sweden back to the United States in what we would say is a politically charged atmosphere in relation to the war on terror.
Just a reminder, you're listening to an interview with Mr. Greg Barnes. The UK threatening to storm the Ecuadorian embassy compound, I think, is an unprecedented event in recent times. Do you see this as growing U.S. influence? Do you see that as a dangerous precedent?
I think it's a very dangerous precedent. I think what it shows is the stranglehold that the United States has over its allies like the United Kingdom and then Australia, that when it wants to get its man, in this case Julian Assange, mm-hmm. it will effectively rip up international diplomacy and the normal rules of civility that apply in order to do so. It was going to use an Act of Parliament passed in 1987, not for this purpose, but to stop terrorist activities taking place in embassies. There was no sense in which Julian Assange could be in any way considered to be a terrorist.
looking at the terrorist issue, do you think that has been exploited, manipulated, and overused by the United States?
The problem with the war on terror is that we have seen a gross erosion of fundamental liberties and rights in Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, a range of countries that participate in the war on terror. Now, the difficulty with the war on terror is it's ongoing. It is never ending. And so that legislation can be justified simply under the rubric that this is all part of the war on terror. And, governments which use terrorism as a tool to oppress individuals or as a tool to curtail civil liberties are generally, doing so simply because they want political control. It's got nothing to do with illegitimate acts of terrorism at all.
Do you see a hand behind or orchestrating the entire so-called war on terror in order to take away the civil liberties and rights of individuals not only in the United States but worldwide?
Well, certainly in the United States led the war on terror through the Patriot Act, passed in the heated moments after 9/11, and other countries such as Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom followed. And these laws have led to the jailing of many, many people who are innocent. It's also led to racial profiling. It's also been counterproductive in terms of relations with the Muslim world.
Has an Australian citizen ever been granted asylum in another country?
That's a very good question, John. I'm not aware of one. Certainly, during the Vietnam War, when Australians were resisting going to Vietnam, they were being conscripted. Some Australians certainly may have gone, for example, to Canada. Pierre Trudeau was granting asylum to Americans. I'm not sure if any Australians went over there, but certainly I'm not aware of any Australians seeking asylum in the circumstances of Julian Assange. But the Australian government could have said, we want Julian Assange to come home. We've got some leverage over the Americans. The Americans want us as essentially a base for their Pacific axis in terms of containing China. We want Julian Assange home as part of that.
How do Australians feel towards the government? Is there a noticeable backlash going on there in Australia right now?
Well, look, I think the difficulty is that both the major political parties in Australia have the same position on Julian Assange. They would effectively have sat on their hands and done very little to support them. I think a lot of Australians are very upset at the way in which Julian Assange has been treated by their government, in the same way that they were about David Hicks, an Australian who was found in Afghanistan, was then taken to Guantanamo Bay, where he languished for a number of years, and eventually was brought back to Australia. Ordinary Australians were outraged by what happened to Hicks, as they are about Assange, simply because they expect their government to protect their citizens when they get into trouble overseas.
Sure, as it should be. Do you think this is a sign, the fact that he was granted asylum in Ecuador, do you think that's a sign of the world maybe waking up, or is it a sign of increasing U.S. or decreasing U.S. influence?
Well, I think what it shows is that there are many countries that have their own minds, and that Australia needs to be very careful that its rock-solid, long-standing alliance with the United States doesn't blind it to the fact that there are other countries in the world, particularly countries in Central and Latin America and in the Asian region, which take a much more, if not hostile view towards the United States, certainly a more balanced view. And Australia needs to recognize that.
I mean, Ecuador is a very small country. A large percentage of their trade and economy is dependent on the U.S., yet they took such a bold step as granting Julian asylum. As a lawyer, you know all the legal angles to this. How do you think Julian's going to get out of the embassy, and where do you think this is going to proceed in the future? And do you think the Australian government may, come out in support of him later on?
Well, look, this is where the Australian government can get involved. Its relationship with the United Kingdom is a long and historic relationship. It says that it can't get involved in this. It can get involved behind the scenes, as it can with the United States. Julian Assange should be given safe passage either to Ecuador or directly to Australia, and that can be done. And that is what is usually done when a person seeks asylum. He should not be sent to Sweden because firstly, the charges that he faces, they're not even charges, he's simply wanted for questioning.
Right.
And we know now that this has been a highly political exercise by the prosecutors in that country, and there's also no guarantee that Sweden won't hand him over to the Americans. Australia should get involved with the United Kingdom in persuading the United Kingdom. Julian Assange should be given safe passage to the airport, and as I say, he either goes to Quito, Ecuador, or he returns home to Australia.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add? Because we're about out of time here.
Nope, that's fine. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. This is John Robles. You were listening to an interview with Mr. Greg Barnes. He's an Australian barrister or lawyer and the director of the Australian Lawyers Alliance. Thanks for listening.